AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Testimony is wrapped up for the day in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. The AP's Julie Walker is in New York.
The former publisher of the National Enquirer, David Pecker, told jurors that Trump's lawyer and fixer, Michael Cohen, would call him and say, "We would like for you to run a negative article on a certain political opponent." Pecker said he would send me information about Ted Cruz or about Ben Carson or Marco Rubio, such as bungling surgeon Ben Carson left sponge in patient's brain. Pecker said he would send Cohen drafts of these stories to which Cohen would provide feedback. Asked if he knew whether Cohen ever shared these stories with Trump, Pecker said, "I don't recollect that. No." Trump pled not guilty to charges of falsifying business records to cover up salacious sex stories about him during the 2016 campaign. At court in Manhattan, I'm Julie Walker.
Students across the nation have set up encampments, occupied buildings, and ignored demands to leave, all in support of Palestinians against Israel. As a result, Columbia University will switch to hybrid learning for the rest of the semester. Near Boston, MIT student Quinn Perrion says his school is complicit.
This is exceptionally direct. MIT is building the weapons that Israel and the Israeli military are using.
In the Midwest, protesters set up more than 30 tents on the central part of the University of Michigan's Ann Arbor campus. A woman in Michigan has been arraigned on second-degree murder and other charges after prosecutors say she was drunk and crashed her SUV into a boat club that was hosting a child's birthday party, killing a young brother and sister. The mayor of Paris, Anne Hidalgo, says she's confident water quality in the River Seine will be up to Olympic standards this summer, and she'll be able to prove it by swimming there, possibly alongside President Emmanuel Macron. This is AP News. Ashley Judd and musician Allo Black were part of an event at the White House to announce a national strategy on suicide prevention. Here's the AP's Margie Zaralletta.
White House officials outlined funding and initiatives for preventing suicide, but it's the insight from Allo Black and Ashley Judd that they're hoping will hit home. Black, whose collaborator Avicii died by suicide in 2018, says calling a friend can make a difference, especially if you share a happy memory or even a song.
This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Just remember, you are the light.
Judd's mother, singer Naomi Judd, died by suicide 2 years ago. Judd says she, too, suffers from trauma and depression, but she has a different outcome than her mother because she's gotten treatment. I'm Archie Zaralletta.
New federal rules would bar companies from forcing non-compete agreements on employees. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.